Head coach Tom Ceratori is with us. Tom, we were talking, you know, for the most part, that's a pretty good 60-minute effort by your guys tonight.
Yeah, it was. And it's just nice scoring first and scoring second and playing with a little bit of a lead right there, guys. And I thought overall we played with a lead and a pretty good lead. And, you know, but it was a good effort, good game. And for a team that we got a lot of guys out, it's that's a big win.
You guys, you know, Bowling Green, they really packed it in. I thought they did a really good job on the penalty kill. It was really hard. I mean, even full strength, I mean, they blocked a lot of shots, but you guys still were able to get 46 through.
Well, we just don't have a lot of our players now. I mean, like, Jones gets injured. Polkamp's not here. Liam Engstrom gets injured. You know, like, we got parts that are power play parts that are gone right now. So we're depleted pretty big.
Logan Hutchison with his first career goal, first goal of the game. They don't get much bigger than that, do they?
No, you want to score first because, again, you're playing with the house money, and it's nice.
Carter Jones, obviously, you got to like that. He's 4 goals in 3 games, and Johnny on the spot there. I mean, that's where you want to be, right? Crash in the net.
Oh, and it sucks that he's out now. And it's just, you know, it's you're right, Biss. He's playing good. He's confident and no, it's just like when that happened, I'm going, oh, gosh, can it get worse? But that's part of the game. It is what it is.
If you're that shorthanded and now you're on a power play for almost seven straight minutes, were you just trying to roll as many forwards as you could?
No, we weren't. We had our same. We had two guys. I mean, we had two lines. Austin Upe. I just apologized to Austin Upe. Hardly played that period because of the power plays. And we need him playing a lot of hockey because he provides so much energy.
Well, you get Matias back, and, that's always good. But I thought he looked really good for you. He's moving well. Didn't look like he had any lingering
effects.
No, he's
fine. He's fine. And that's why he's playing, because he's 100%. And if he's 90% or 85%, you don't play. Mostly with that injury, you can't. And so it's good to have him back.
You go up 2-0. They got a little mini rush towards him. He's able to make the save, and I'm like, all right, that's it wasn't all that spectacular of a save, but at the time, I mean, if they cut it back to 2-1, it's game on again.
Oh, boy.
And
no
then
doubt.
Right after that, he had to make a doozy. The rebound somehow gets past him. Tony Fulmer, I think, stopped it before it got to the goal.
Yeah, Schultz, I just saw our bench. Our bench was elated, obviously, and I actually had to ask Wentz, I go, what happened? Because, like I said, you guys got a way better view than we do, you know, mostly in that far corner. You know, that far net right down there is hard, you know. And he said, no, Tony saved a goal.
Take him how you can get him.
Absolutely.
See you tomorrow night,
Tom. All right,
guys. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers win this one 3-1, including an empty netter late.